Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Congrats to West Virginia. They played terrific, especially on the defensive end. Really made things difficult for us. Ross has done a heck of a job so far with his team, especially establishing an identity on the defensive side. I'm disappointed in how we played. It was our first time on the road in a hostile environment in a big time game like this, and we didn't handle it well. We'll learn from this. We'll get better from this. It'll be something that'll help us. But we've got to understand the things that we need to do to improve. We have to have competitive stamina, throughout a game. I actually thought we got off to a good start. The first 14 minutes of the game, 13 and a half minutes, I thought we did a good job, and put ourselves in a position, had a 7-point lead. And then from about the 6.5 minute mark, maybe the 7 minute mark, they went on a 15-0 run, ended the half on a 17-2 run. That's where we have to have the competitive stamina to defend better, to execute better offensively. And then it just spiraled from there. You know, we had a moment in the second half where we got it to 10, where we had a little bit of momentum. We had some empty possessions. And then I allowed my emotions to get the best of me. And so I apologize to my team for that. But, again, congrats to West Virginia.
That's all.
Good.
Yes. Good day.
Questions for Coach.
West Virginia kind of started having that success, that big run at the end of the first half. They're going inside a lot of high low. What do you guys? Why do you think you struggled defending that?
We didn't do a good job of post defense before they caught the ball. We didn't do a good job of digging in the post. And then we allowed them to get deep position and get to their left shoulder. I think it's pronounced Harlan. I don't know how to pronounce the last name and not being disrespectful, but he kicked our butt tonight. He was terrific. He's been an efficient player everywhere he's been, starting at Niagara, especially from his second year on there at UNC Wilmington. And he really did a good job tonight. And then DJ Thomas came off the bench and did a good job. We have to get back to work, especially playing. This is the first time we've played against someone this year where they actively throw the ball inside a lot, and we didn't do a good job defending it.
Jeff, on those empty possessions there in the second half, was guys trying to do too much? Is that what you felt?
I think we were trying to do too much, and that was one of the things that I was a little bit afraid of coming in when you're in this type of environment. Their defense is built to not let you try to just ISO and play. And we talked about that extensively coming in, showed film. I thought we did a good job of that early. But as the game went on, I thought we didn't do a good job. We weren't as good of a passing team as we needed to be today. And again, I thought just everything with the environment. And then when they went on a run, the crowd, I just thought we were a little bit overwhelmed. And again, it's good to see, it's not good to see. I don't want to make it seem like I wanted this to happen. This is not good, But it's the fourth game of the year. It's our first road game. We can learn a lot from this. We will learn a lot from this. And I'm anxious to see now how we respond and how we come back.
Brandon, in particular, DJ Thomas, how much did they stick to the scout? Like, what were you expecting from him in terms of what you got?
You know, we knew he was a good player and we knew he had talent, but you know, our antenna was up for Huff and for Laurent. You know, Laurent's been their best player in the first three games and scored a lot. Obviously, Huff is like an atomic bomb. Like, he just go, and when you're in this building, especially when he gets going for three or makes those threes, you know, he can get this place going. And so we really emphasized those guys. We were obviously had a lot of respect for Eagle staff. When you score 51 in the game and 40 against Alabama, we didn't want to allow him to get going. And then we knew, you know, about like we knew they had other good players. But Thomas did a really good job of taking advantage of opportunity tonight. You know, he made a three. I think he had made one coming in and, got some things around the basket. Did a good job.
Brandon, it scored really well for you guys in the first three games. What did they do to maybe frustrate him tonight?
Well, you know, I thought there was a little bit of rust from Brandon, with not playing. He really yesterday, he did some things in practice, didn't go through everything. It was a game time decision about him playing. I thought he scored it okay early in this game, but perhaps the conditioning, of not doing anything for the last three, 4 days, caught up a little bit. But again, we collectively didn't pass the ball well enough. We weren't strong enough at times in the game. And when you're playing against a team that's built where they're going to be in help, they're going to be like really over exaggerated help. You know, you have to pass the basketball, and we didn't do a good job of that today.
Jeff, what are you hoping to see improvement-wise from Cam and Papa in terms of defending down low?
Yeah, well, that's the very first thing, defending down low. Our position defense, understanding tendencies, not allowing guys to get to where they want to get to. But it's not just them. You know, we have to dig better. We have to pressure the basketball, you know, a little bit better when they're trying to make entries. You know, a couple times, especially in the first half and even the start of the second half, you know, they went high low. We didn't pressure the ball enough. We were just kind of off. We were just kind of there. We have to do a better job collectively of helping all of our guys with post defense.
Coach Cameron Corahan had a good day shooting the ball percentage wise, but he only had 7 attempts. Did they do anything in particular to limit him from that regard?
Yeah, they doubled him every time he touched it on the block. They sent someone from the baseline. I thought he did a really good job early in the game of passing out of the double, and we got some easy baskets and were able to score. But they did a good job of trying to limit him. Cam has been a pretty efficient player since he's been here, and certainly has been this year. And we have to do a better job of helping Cam. You know, this is the second time this year where we've played where, you know, team has doubled him. And so we have to do a better job of helping him and getting in position to be able to attack it a little bit better. But I thought he did a good job of attacking it.
What did you make of Amari's start today, then maybe a little bit of the struggles later on?
I thought he got off to a good start. Again, I was anxious to see how he would handle the environment. I thought he got off to a good start. But when things started to spiral for us, I thought perhaps he maybe tried to do a little bit too much, you know, with the ball in his hands, instead of just getting off of it, making the simple plays that are in front of you. But again, it's a learning experience. We'll learn from it. We'll get better. We'll watch film with them, as we will with all the guys collectively and individually, and we'll get better.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.